Hey, what's up? It's your homegirl, Complex Angel, and welcome back to another episode of Self Love Is My Rehab, where we are all tired of abuse being our addiction. I'm about to get my partner in crime, DC, on the line so we can start the show. But yes, we have our first guest of season two. So tune in and love yourself. Yo, yo, DC, what's up?
What it do, baby?
Very much, very much. Okay, so we just got the guest on the line. Dino, I'm about to bring him on so we can get the show started.
What's up, what's up?
Yo, Dino.
What's up?
What's up? All right,
Dino, what's
all right.
happening?
So,
What's going
this is
on,
my
y'all? How y'all
co-host.
doing?
Good, good.
Good.
So, all right, DC, what is the vibe of the week?
Well, I'm gonna speak in Morse code on this because I don't like to tell too much of my business. But long story short, everybody, just please, just be humble with yourself and don't be such a fucking energy drainer. I done had some situations happen this week, man, and it's been draining. You know what I'm saying? Like, let alone like being quarantined. And shit, you know what I'm saying? I got to deal with people, you know, feeling some type of way about certain things and how I move. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the moral of it is, you know what I'm saying? Just remain humble and, you know what I'm saying? Just try to, you know, weed out those people that try to drain you out of your energy and out of your happiness and everything, you know what I'm saying? And just remain focused on what's really good, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm not trying to speak and, you know, be very disrespectful of the situation. Just know that, you know what I'm saying, I've had some people trying to test my gangster and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I know my worth and I know what I got going for me right now, and you know what I'm saying, like, I refuse to, you know what I'm saying, let loose, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah. It'd be like that, most definitely.
Yeah.
It's quarantine. Everybody going crazy, so we just all trying to have negative energy, but you got to stay unbothered.
Man, so crazy ain't the
wait,
word.
I'm
you
sorry,
know,
I hear some wind in the background, and that's picking up on the what's the name?
You say you hear wind?
Yeah, I hear wind in the background. Okay, I just want to make sure I heard when I'm about to say that it's just picking up. But no, we good now. So basically, we're about to get into the show. On last week's episode, we talked about our toxic ways. We talked about how basically you can learn your toxic ways from people, you know, that raised you or like people that you've been around. And if you want to change, it's all about making that first step, you know what I'm saying, to unlearn and relearn. So,
right.
Dina, was there anything that you wanted to add to that?
No, I'm good right now. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm ready to get
okay.
into this topic y'all
okay.
got today.
All right, okay.
That's the first time we ever had a guest, like, you know what, like, I ain't even really trying to talk about last week. You're trying to talk about this week, you feel me?
Exactly, yeah.
That's what's up.
So, all right,
well,
DC, what's this?
Mm-hmm. Well, the topic today, ladies and gentlemen, is we're talking about how a child has been, how a child is usually being seen and not heard. You know, we usually, I'm sure all of us, we've been through those situations where, you know, we grew up, you know, just basically being like a shadow of ourselves, or a shell of ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we walk around invincible, you know what I'm saying? And it's at a point where, you know, we can't feel comfortable with just being ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, our certain tendencies or, you know what I'm saying, our certain interests and things. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much deprive ourselves from our comfortability, you know what I'm saying, for the sake of, you know, being criticized by others.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, you know, I wanted to start off with a question for you, if you don't mind answering it for me, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
So, my first question for you is, what are what were some things, if any, that you were afraid to express as a child?
Well, I think my biggest, it was different for me. I was raised by my mom, you feel me? I was the only man. It was just my mother, my older sister, and me. And I got a grandma, great grandma. So I got brothers to be on my side, on my pop's side. So, I felt as though my mom, it was always, I can express myself, you feel me? I can always express myself freely because, I feel as though with any man, you can, I think with any man, period, they go to their mom, you feel me?
Yeah.
I say more so I was seen and not heard when it came to my father, you feel me? A little bit of times I've been around him when I was a young boy. It was more so like when I would get around him, it's like, damn, it's like, I don't be around this nigga like that. He a hero to me. You feel me? So it was like, he'll just tell me shit, and I'll just sit there and just listen. You see what I'm saying? Because you idolize this motherfucker because you don't see him all the time. So it's that mystery of what's so cool about me. What's the mystery to keep him away from me all day? And then with my mother, I think the only time I really, as I said, I expressed myself, the only time I wouldn't display, I would say I wouldn't let shit be seen was fear. Like, if I was afraid of something around my mom, I wouldn't let her see it.
Because
I didn't want her to panic.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like with that, you know, I think that's something that we all can, you know, relate to, you know what I'm saying? Because I know for me, like, you know, showing a sign of fear, you know what I'm saying, whether it was with, you know what I'm saying, with my mom or my father, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, between the mother and the father, they both have the same, they're both on the same page when it comes to, you know, trying to strengthen up, you know, a child, especially if it's a boy, you know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to tailor him into being a man, you know what I'm saying? And it's always, it was always that formula of, you know what I'm saying, raise him tough so he won't, you know, show any type of weakness, you know what I'm saying? When shit hits the fan, and you know what I'm saying? When it's time for him to be vulnerable, he can't. But I feel like that's wrong to do, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you allow a person to grow up so tough, but at the same time they have to hide that emotion that they have inside of them that they can't express, it can become something so aggressive.
I absolutely agree with you on that, though, gang, because that shit was definitely, I mean, as I got older, I realized that was the wrong thing to do. But then you got to understand, like, it's majority single moms out here now, bro. So,
right,
and the times is just getting worse, bro. Shit turning up out there. Like, these females really ain't got time to be females no more, bro. They gotta be everything. You mean? And I see that now with me having my kids. Like, my oldest son's 7, and even though I try my hardest to do the shit that my dad ain't do and be there,
right,
it's about time and quality time and really getting to know your younger. Like, you gotta pick their brain, you feel me? Because everything he doing is the same shit I was doing. But I ain't had no father. So that just tells me I gotta sharpen up with this time and how I critique my time with him. What's really going on, bro? Like, you got to talk. That's what it is, bro. You don't talk to other kids because they feel as though with this little nigga or with this little girl got to say to me, I've been through it already. No, but you can learn some shit from these kids.
Yes, exactly. That part, I think parents be so scared to learn from their child. Like, I was telling you,
they don't like being wrong,
like I was telling Leslie, like, when a child grows up and they can't speak for themselves, you be one, like, when they get older, you still see them as a little kid. You don't see them as an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my grandma used to be, like, real, like, controlling and, like, antsy when she would come to my apartment. Like, oh, you know, this shouldn't be here and this shouldn't be there. It's like they didn't respect me, you know what I'm saying, as a child. Like they didn't respect me as an adult because I never got a chance to speak. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, definitely. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm here. DC, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So
yeah, I'm
here.
I'm just listening to y'all. I'm listening to y'all.
Okay. But did you want to answer that question first, DC, before we go to the next question, or?
I mean, I pretty much expressed it a little bit. I mean, like I said, the things that I had, you know, that I was afraid of expressing, like I said, was fear, and mm-hmm. overall just being myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think the fear of me wanting to be myself was because I was basically talked about so much to the point where, like, you know, I wasn't confident in my image. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your personality, well, your image is a big part of your personality, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing that attracts people to you. You know what I'm saying? Is your image.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the fact that I was deprived from my image, that stunted the growth of me being the person that I was and who I could become, you know what I'm saying, at an early age.
You know what's funny you said that, though? Cause I was thinking about what you just said about the image, you feel me?
Yeah.
I feel as though that was the same thing. I feel, and you're right, because that's the first thing people look at, an image.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't so much an image with me, but I felt as though because my mom was a hustler, you feel me? So I was always fly, like chains and shit like that. But my thing was, I was short, bro. Like, I was always small. So it was like, I felt as though I had to go that extra mile every time. It was me, it wasn't my image, bro. It was my charisma that attracted motherfuckers to me. Like, I was a little nigga that wasn't scared to fight nobody. Like,
mm-hmm.
it don't matter how tall they was. If you was an ant or an elephant, I won't rumble. I won't approach you the same way.
Right. And see, that's the unfortunate part, though, because, like, and that's the unfortunate part because it's like you said, like, you pretty much had to build that image of, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a tough motherfucker. So it's like, if you got mm-hmm. something to say, you can say it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of it being just a genuine approach, just because it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, Bino, you know, he look cool. You know what I'm saying? That nigga could probably be a good friend and stuff like that. But no, instead, they want to take the initiative to, and you know what I'm saying? And that's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? They pick the weakest target that they see on you. Yeah, and they try to test you. You know what I'm saying? And it's mm-hmm. like, for what?
Exactly. Yeah. But, I know for me, what I had a hard time expressing, I was like you, DC. I couldn't really express myself. I didn't really trust my opinion, so I would always go to others. And growing up, I was very afraid to trust my own opinion. Like, if a little kid came to me at 23, I didn't see myself as an adult. I'm like, let me go find somebody older than me, not realizing that I am an adult. And that was going to be, like, that was going to segue into my next question, Bino. What do you think that looks like for a child when they grow up and they're only seen and not heard? Because like you said before, parents don't want to be right. So, like, how do you think that can affect the child growing up?
I mean, there can be many different things.
I mean, like just, like, point some different examples out, like, of what you think.
I mean, when they seen and not heard, a couple of things can happen. One, they can just get resilient. Like, they could rebel.
Yeah.
They can lose love for you.
Mm-hmm.
They can just stop caring. Cause I don't.
True.
And in my aspect, like, just kind of off topic, but around my hood, I grew up. It wasn't. None of us had our dads in the crib. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And only a few of us did, probably like two of my homies. And I remember times like when they dads would pull up and they had their mom with them and shit like they like, damn, that's hot, bro. Like, you got your mom and dad in the crib with you. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'll go over there, I eat with them and shit. It won't hit you until you sit with that family. Like, damn, that's what family is like. You feel me? Like,
right.
That's hot. You feel me? Like, your mom done got work 2 jobs, come home tired as shit. and all that other shit. You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like, it just molds you. Like, as I said, like, I never resented my pop. I'm going to say that. Like, I never resented my pop for not being there for me. But I just felt as
mm-hmm.
though, like, I knew I was never going to put my kids through that shit. Like my kids
mm-hmm.
ain't going to feel like this. Like, that's nutty. You feel me? And I think that
yeah.
in an aspect, you just stop wanting that from somebody. Like, you know what? Fuck it. If he like me, he like me. If he love me, he love me. If he don't, he don't. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until years later, once I got into myself, like, as a man, like, you know what? Like, let me see what really, like, what's on his head? Like, what really was going through his mind? You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
pick his brain now that you're old enough to really understand it. Because
yeah,
me being seen, not heard by him,
mm-hmm.
I think I was looking for some type of approval to show him that I was a man without him.
Right. Yeah, that definitely happens. I didn't want to be like my mom growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she felt like a lot of the things that she did to me that I was too young to understand, but that really does affect the kid. Like, that's the one thing parents will say, like, oh, they, you know, like, they're too young to understand. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes us feel some type of way. We may be too young to understand it, but we feel
so it make you
some
feel
type
helpless.
Of
it make you feel dumb.
Yeah.
It make you feel
yeah.
like you do shit because you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that
exactly.
shit make you like, you know why? This shit ain't going to happen to me no more. Like,
exactly.
Right. But see, that's the whole thing of, you know, being able to tailor your kid to be able to, you know, have those type of characteristics, have some sort of understanding as life goes on. You know what I'm saying? You can't just kind of like keep them, you can't just keep them, you know, isolated, you know, mentally wise, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, trying to grow as they grow. Like, you know, they have to be a step ahead, you know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know,
yeah.
like, yeah, you say, like, you know, I'm a kid and I'm too young to know this. But then, you know, interpret it to a way that I can't understand this shit.
Exactly.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Because you can't,
shit.
You can't. Right, because you can't,
be...
you can't.
Good. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, like, you know, you just can't leave them. Because what you're doing is you're basically outing them to basically fend for themselves when they are not capable of doing that as well. You know what I'm saying? If you're not teaching them to be able to go out there and get it on their own, then how the hell do you expect them to get it?
True. That part, they messed up and come back and have to live with you and stuff. But, DC, I'm going to let you ask the next question.
All right, for sure. I know we were talking about, like, the biggest thing that you were afraid to express was fear. As an adult, are you comfortable at this point as far as expressing yourself? And, you know, has it affected you in any areas? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, is fear still a factor of you being afraid to show? Or are you comfortable with it now at this point?
I mean, now at this point in my life, I've been through so much shit, man. Like, what is there to fear now? You feel me? I don't fear nobody but Allah, bro. Like,
right.
Like, there's no more room. I done seen it all, bro. I done it all. I done been through it. So it's like, live through it. You mean, bury family members, my mom, brothers, folks, homies. Like, it ain't really nothing else
right.
to fear. I feel like I've been through my worst shit. You mean? Like, right now, it's just, you know, right now, it's not about how we started, bro. It's about how we finished. Like, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people say I'm cavalier. A lot of people say I'm cavalier and I'm nonchalant and shit. But it's like, man, what the fuck is you stressing over some spilled milk for, bro? Like, you can't.
Right.
Only thing I can do, like, and I get critiqued sometimes, like, by my folks, like my sister and like my kids, how I go about my parenting skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I want to be a strict, because I'm all my kids' best friend. I grew up with my son. I was 15 when he was born. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay.
So we grew up together. We born the same month. He born 8 days before me. We the same son.
That's what's
so,
up.
it's this certain shit with him, and you got to realize, bro, it wasn't easy for us being African-American males growing up. And it ain't shit
right.
easier out this joint. So what you think is going to be for him?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I got to, and you got to understand, like, these kids, you never want to rob them of their innocence, but at the same time, you don't want them to be vulnerable and gullible to this shit out here, man. Because it don't matter
right.
no more. Nobody got no picks, no categorized, no categorization, and no morals when it comes to this shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
these kids is easily, bro, the ages between 7 and 11, bro, you so easily misguided, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just so easy for the streets to get you. Once they got you, bro, they got you. You can't, once you fall in love with the streets, bro, it's over. You ain't gonna love nothing else like that. I know.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
That's why I got
yeah,
to
yeah, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I respect that because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially what you said with, like, the streets and everything like that. And, you know, I know with my mom, you know, she happened to have, you know, relocated, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, where we, you know, where we, you know, where we stayed and everything like that. Because I grew up in a rough patch, you know what I'm saying? Like, she started to take note of everything that, you know, as you know, in our environment and as to what was going on and everything like that. And, you know what I'm saying, she thought about the, and I think that's what I appreciated about her, because, like, she thought about, you know what I'm saying, what the environment was investing into her son. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
like, I grew up in a rough area, too, you know what I'm saying? But it got to a point where between those ages, like you mentioned, between 7 and 11, I was pretty much out of those areas to where, like, you know, because between those ages, you are a sponge at that point. Like, you become more
yeah.
aware to what your environment is, and you start to soak in all of that knowledge, that tendencies, that, you know, whatever's given to you at that point. And if
by
that,
that time,
you know, if that knowledge and that
survival
tendency,
mode.
Right,
yes,
and you know what I'm saying, and if all of that is coming from the streets, then like you said, like, you know what I'm saying, that's a different type of love. You know what I'm saying, that's a toxic love. You know what I'm saying, that's the love that we all lust for. You know what I'm saying, we hate to admit it, but that toxic love is that one lust that we can't fucking shake. You know what I'm saying, but it's good
Man.
To us. Like let's be real, like it's good to us. You know what I'm saying, like and in the long run, it tends to abuse you. You know, at one point, no pun intended, you know what I'm saying? But to be more direct towards it, you know what I'm saying? You end up dead or in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you rely on the streets too much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you're going to lose a lot of love, bro.
Yeah. And I wanted to piggyback off what you said too, as far as with that, because I know, like, for me, like, I lost a lot of loved ones too, as well. Just lost two of them recently. And I can understand, like, how that it's that wrinkle in the brain where it's just like it affects you mentally, you know what I'm saying? To where it's just like, I done been through so much shit, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, losing somebody or just going through it personally, to the point where it's like, you know, I can care less about how a person either feels about me, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna still have my
no
human
bullshit.
Emotions and, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
show some type of, you know, action towards it. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's you know you're able to calm yourself down and, you know what I'm saying, get yourself back together. Like, look, I done been through this and that. I can get two shits about you,
bro.
Yeah,
no bullshit. You just described me and all, and that's me right there.
Yeah. Said, that's
me
all there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my next question for you, Bino, was because I know you said earlier that you grew up with your son. You was 15 when you had him. Now, and I know you said it's going to be worse for him because our times is already looking bad. Do you feel like kids in this generation today don't have more freedom to express themselves with all of this social media, the challenges and stuff? Like, my nephew is 11.
Yeah.
He already know what a, like, he knew what a condom was at 8 years old because they was doing this condom challenge. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, what do you feel
Tough.
About that?
Man, it's like, and honestly, like, it's kind of like, it's an oxymoron thing, man. Because it's like, you want your son to be, you know, knowledgeable in certain shit.
Yeah.
But it's like,
mm-hmm.
all right, I'm Muslim. I raised my children and an Islamic manner. Like, I try to lead by example as much as I can in the right way. They know, my son knows how to pray. Like, when the Adon calls, he knows it's time for prayer. He knows how to offer the new cleansing. So, all right, but at the end of the day, you got to understand. Look where we at now with this technology shit.
Yeah.
We thought the computers we had back in 2004 was the shit.
Like, for real, for real.
Like,
right.
They got motherfucking TVs that up on the wall that curve and shit like that. Like,
right.
This shit is changing. You feel me? Trash cans that's rolling up to you and shit getting your trash. Like,
right.
It's like, my son, every time I get around my son, I notice more things about him. More things, like he's growing, how he's maturing. Certain ways how he's becoming a boy. Other ways how he's a little badass. But all in a nutshell, it's good growth.
Yeah.
Right.
It's how you provide the content. Like,
yeah.
Like, I got my son the phone. He can get on YouTube and shit like that. They can only search certain shit on YouTube. Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, we got fucking gay cartoons now, bro. Like, this shit real.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I gotta be the way I am with my son. But on that same tip, I got a daughter, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got two of them. So it's like, at the same time, I want my son to be real knowledgeable. All right, that's what you do. If that's how you, all right. If that's how you know how to put a condom, all right, that's cool. But I'm going to go over it with you. All right, solid. But the first thing first, you got to know how to think for yourself. And that's what I always tell him. You got to have your own mind. I always instill respect, honor, and morals. Every time we talk, I always say that to him. Respect, honor, and morals. With respect, you can go a long-ass way. Like, but honor, bro, as long as you keep your honor and your morals intact, and ain't nothing nobody won't do for you, bro, as long as you a stand-up guy.
Right.
Like, you got to teach them principles. It's like, my son know what a condom is. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And when he like, yeah, you know what a condom is, and we talked about that, because after a while I was like, I can't be exempt from this shit. Like, all right, you know what a condom is? How you find that out? Oh, well, look, since you know that already, you might as well just go here and talk about this right here. Like,
right.
All
right,
I took him to the bathroom. It don't matter if he's 7 or 6. He already know what it is, so he gonna remember this shit. Listen. When the time come, don't rush it. Like, I haven't given that. I'm like, bro, I was 15 when I had you, bro. Like, this shit different. Like,
right.
And my son, but kids these days, they talk to you like they your age, because it's like they be around so much shit. It's like when you talk to them, they understand where you coming from. Where they can give their opinion. Like, and my son gave me his opinion. But, and I'm like, okay. Like,
right.
He was like, Daddy, I like girls, but I don't want to do nothing yet. I'm like, okay. Like,
that's
but when that time comes, I want you to be ready and prepared, because when you're 15, I'm going to be 30. I'm not ready for that yet.
And I think that you're going about it the right way, because I have a friend that had a child in 15, and like, her mom was very loose with her. Like, she let her boyfriend spend the night and everything. But then as soon as she got pregnant, that's when she wanted to be strict. It's too late for that now. You get what I'm saying? Because now I don't understand.
It's over now.
It was okay at first, but now that I have a child, you want to be strict. Something got to make sense. So I think it was good that you did talk to him. Like, yeah, his innocence has kind of, you know, went away. But let's be honest, social media is doing that. Because my 11-year-old nephew, he had called me one time and saying that he watching this new movie called On My Block. He was watching the new show On My Block. And I almost flipped out. But then I had to remember when you was 11, you was reading that book, Fly Girl, about a girl who lost her virginity. You get what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, let me not, you know, over-exaggerate. Just let me talk to him and see where his head is at with it. So I'm like, what do you think about the show? From the way he explained it, he's not even thinking about, like, the violence. He's just thinking about, like, the jokes that the friends make amongst each other. So I'm like, okay, he's not old enough to understand what's going on yet. But, yeah. So.
I feel like this generation does have it a bit more easier to express things. Like you said, well, I'm pretty sure both of y'all covered it, but you know what I'm saying? Like everything that we were curious about is pretty much out in the open for this generation. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier for them to pretty much take notice of it because like you said, Bino, you know what I'm saying, they got the homosexual, you know what I'm saying, gay, you know, cartoon characters and stuff that's coming into cartoons and in movies now at this point. And, I mean, I guess you can argue that, you know what I'm saying, like, they had subliminal stuff back then when we were growing up, too. But they was so discreet, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't so out there like it is right now. You know what I'm saying? So
the crazy shit is this, though. I'm not more so worried about my son because he's older, bro. I got two fucking daughters, bro. Like,
yeah, I got a daughter.
4 and 1, bro. Like, bro, all this shit that's going on, bro. Like, my daughter 4, bro, she's smart as shit, but she love music. You feel me? She like dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, I got her little ass in boxing. You feel me?
Oh.
Like, but it's like, all my kids box. Like, but it's like, bro, she loved Cardi B. What, bro? Like, and don't get me wrong. You feel
right.
me? Like, it's, you mean, you like what you like. You a child. But, yo, you a child. What the fuck? Like, dog, these kids, bro. My daughter got the remote yesterday. And she going through the channel. And these kids are so just, they just smart, bro. They just smart, bro, because all this technology, bro, they smart as shit. Like, she going through the jump. She like, oh, Love and Hip Hop on. Hold, time the fuck out. What you talking about, Love and Hip Hop on? Like, no, we ain't doing that. Like, no, we ain't doing that. You mean this fucking Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song right now, right? What you talking about, right?
Right.
You talking about Strike 3 on. Like, you talking about
Strike 3?
Yeah, that's what we about to watch.
Most definitely.
Hell no.
Look, like these kids, bro, they grow with the times, bro, and they grow fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, but, Bino, I really appreciate you talking about that and, like, really shining some light on this topic. It's time for us to segue into Let Your Light Shine moment. So I'm going to ask you 2 questions, and you know what I'm saying, you just be honest and everything. So why do you choose self-love to be your rehab?
I think self-love needs to be, I choose self-love to be my rehab because at the end of the day, it was a point in time where I ain't have shit but myself. I burnt my bridges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I had to get my shit together for myself because the way I was going, I was going to go to jail for the rest of my life or I was going to get parked because, like, I was real active out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to make that. Like, I don't want to get too into that, but I was just on some crash test dummy shit out this joint. Like,
We all bump our heads, yeah.
Catching cases, being real reckless with shit, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the midst of that, it's crazy you asked that because I actually was addicted. I'm going to say self-love because there was a point where I didn't love myself. Like, after my mom passed away, I got addicted to Percocet. Opioids and shit.
Mm. Gotcha.
So,
my mom passed too. Sorry for that.
Sorry for both of you.
It's like when that shit happened, you feel me? It's like, you know, I felt my mom, so it was different. I was raised by my mom, so it was like the perks would numb me, but I wouldn't feel like I wouldn't think. You feel me?
Right.
I'm stealing this shit, doing little fiend poo butt shit. When I realized I was hurting the people around me, like my grandma and shit like that, I really had to check myself. Like, damn, I can't go to my grandma's house no more. because I'm on some next
right.
shit. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
It break you down because it's like, damn, bro. If I don't got nobody, I got myself, bro. Like, I can't. You got to love yourself again. You feel me? Because I'm going to die out this joint, man. And then what?
Yep.
Right.
True.
Right.
You always got to find your own happiness before you want somebody else to make you happy.
That
I think
part,
that's why a lot
part.
Of relationships fuck up, man. Because people don't know their own happiness and what will make them happy. You get so
yeah,
wrapped up in
before.
The person. You get
mm-hmm.
so wrapped up in the person, you depend on them for your happiness. You're not supposed
yeah.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to do that. Love is love. Love is a beautiful thing. But you got to love
mm-hmm.
yourself first.
Yes.
Because you'll fucking go for anything if you just feel as though I can't be with this person. I know because I've been there. Me as
mm-hmm.
a man, I felt as though, like, damn, I love the shit out of her, even though I'm doing what the fuck I'm doing. If
yeah.
she would leave me or she'll do the shit I'm doing, I'll fuck around and try to kill her or lose my mind. Like, it'll be some shit like that. But
mm-hmm.
you got to love yourself first.
Yeah. That's true because if a person, like, if a person is very toxic, you'll have tunnel vision on only the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
only
I was just talking
shit.
About this. Yep, I was just talking about this on my other podcast. Like, with females, I can't speak for men, but females, I feel like we really settle to just have a peace of man, and we don't care about our peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, he cheats, but all guys cheat. So I'm like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really love yourself, you can find somebody out there that's going to value you and, you know what I'm saying, like, really feel like you're enough for them. You get what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I really commend you for saying that. You have to find your happiness first because you can't depend on somebody else to give it to you. But my next question for you is, like, what are some self-love tips that you do for yourself that you can give to the listeners? Because there's a lot of people out here that's lacking self-love and don't know what it looks like.
Well, first
listen,
thing first,
smoking a blunt is...
he I think he gave it away when he did the Stevie J lab.
No, I actually, see, y'all funny, because I actually was going to say, first thing first, what always makes me feel good and what self-love is, you got to wash your ass, man.
Yeah. Like a nice
you
got to
wash your ass. Take a nice hot shower.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Of course, I smoke heavy, sis, you know
yes.
that.
420, yes.
But basically, like, when I'm not really on that tip, I actually like to read, and I like to, I read books and shit like that on the low, and I actually like writing and shit, so, like.
Okay.
I'll do this little certain shit that I won't usually do, like, seeing as how,
right.
like, I told you sis before, like, I used to box, I told you a little bit of clips, like, I just work out a
right.
little bit, do shit that
mm-hmm.
That I love doing, you mean, I'll be around my children. Play with my kids,
mm-hmm.
like, that's, like, shit that when I was behind the walls, I couldn't do. Like, you appreciate the
got
little
you.
Shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep,
right.
The values of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when it gets taken
a,
away from you.
Ass.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize it yeah. to where you just can't do the simple shit. Like, when you gotta
right.
put a sheet
yep.
up to take a shit. Like,
yes.
when, like, shit like that. Like, is this the shit you take for granted.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Do y'all hear that out there, people that's being quarantined? Listen, it could be so much worse. We can't go outside, but you got water, you got heat, you got a bathroom door to close. I'm just saying. But for all the homeless
yeah.
people, I'm praying for y'all. I'm praying for y'all. But yeah. So no, I appreciate. I had to say it, DC. I wasn't even trying to be an asshole. I am trying to be a better person.
If y'all quarantined then, and y'all not, and y'all 420 friendly, and y'all got y'all wife or whatever your significant other, and they getting on your nerves, smoke a blunt.
No, oh, head up, Elroy.
You know what I mean? Put the kids to sleep.
Yes.
You can get all the ass you want now, man. It's a quarantine. y'all complaining she be at work and shit. She home now.
Right, exactly.
Y'all better run down as much as you can.
Right.
Hell no.
Nah.
Once this quarantine over, is back to work and back to Pornhub, bro.
Back to Pornhub.
Preach to the choir.
Yes. Okay. So thank you. I really appreciate that, Bino. We about to segue into shout outs and appreciation. We're going to let you go first with yours, and then we're going to just, you know, go around the room and segue to the last segment.
Okay. Well, I want to shout out my big fella Ace, and I want to shout out my cousin Stu and all that. I want to shout out our podcast, Opinion and Assholes. I want to shout out y'all. And I appreciate y'all for showing us love the way I show us love. I want to shout out homeboy Joseph Boy. I appreciate you, OD. And my appreciation, I appreciate all y'all, man. Like, whoever listened to this shit, whoever, you know, been listening to our podcast, selling our weight, selling our vibes. We got some more serious content coming on some real shit. I'm trying. We gonna mold our shit like y'all a little bit, man. I'm sorry. I like the way this shit, me and Andy. But,
no, I respect that. Yeah.
Respect.
But other than that, I just appreciate it for the love and all that. And I'm definitely looking forward to coming on this again.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, yeah. We rotating you into season 3. Most definitely. Yeah. Like, listen, if y'all need a guest on y'all show, yes, you got a house key. I'm like, you really just spoke some heavy gems. Like, we gonna talk about more different topics. Like, we try to dissect. Like, you know, season 1 was just like a little bit. Now we doing internal surgery for you know, season 2, season 3. Might be doing heart surgery. I'm just saying, shoot.
I seen ER. I'm ready.
All right, we got this. All right, DJ, I'm going to let you go next with your shout-outs and appreciation.
For sure. Shout-out to Self-Love is My Rehab. This has been my therapeutic way to basically self-mold myself and, you know, be aware of my self-love. And it's helping me, you know, take it a level at each day. And shout out to my Philly people showing Philly love. You know what I'm saying? I know a couple of y'all slang Europe. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all coming in this job. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the guy.
Europe.
Yeah. shout out to you, Complex, for, you know, having me on and, you know what I'm saying, we rocking this shit out, you know what I'm saying, every Sunday at 7. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stay tuned in on that, you feel me? Shout out to Dynamic Culture Apparel. You know what I'm saying? I just dropped some new shirts over the weekend.
Yes.
If y'all haven't looked at them yet, go take a look over at Dynamic_Culture_Apparel over on Instagram, or you can check me out just on Facebook at Dynamic Culture Apparel. It's some nice shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go check that out. And then I got something for y'all 420 lovers out there, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned for that. That'll be dropping the second week of April, just so y'all can be just in time for everybody to get it for 420.
He ships around the world.
Yes, I ship my shit, you know what I'm saying? We got them things wrapped up and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do around here. You know what I'm saying? shout out to Positive Vibes, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody with negative energy. At the end of the day, we still love y'all too. Just, you know, y'all just got to play catch up. That's all I got.
Exactly. All right. So I'm going to just say shout out to you, Bino, for coming on. I'm going to tell y'all a little story about Bino. When I first heard the first episode of Opinions and Assholes, it was the pilot. They was talking about Johnny Bravo and all that. And I asked my boyfriend, like, you know, Bino seemed like he a real asshole. He's like, no, he cool as shit. So I remember they was recording the second time, and I was going to go over there and sit down. And, you know, Stu had said that, yeah, my cousin there. I'm like, Bino, the evil one? I met him, though. He was actually cool as shit. Like, he was cool as shit. You never judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? He was real cool. I was just like, I don't know. But thank you for coming on, like, you know, really being honest. We definitely going to have you back on for season 3. We definitely want to bring you on to Queens of Vibes and Visions. We doing this little battle of the sexes where we bring a male on and they ask a question about why do females act like this. We got to explain it to y'all, and then vice versa. Oh, yes, listen. Queen K has some questions for you after hearing Double Standards. She was like, I want to talk to Vino. But, yeah, we definitely got hey, you. Come on.
I want to talk to you, hey. Too, baby.
But, yeah.
Hell
oh,
no.
God. She's going to kill me. Like, what? yeah. But, no, like, shout out to you for coming on. Shout out to Self Love Is My Rehab. We are live with it. Thank you, Jobs, for bringing us on as well, giving us extra listeners. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Y'all tune in to Opinions and Assholes. Like, they are really, really, like, really ripping off some Band-Aids. They are keeping me woke about a lot of shit. You know, like, I actually had right. to look at myself when the double stance. I'm like, damn, I never thought about that before. We do be calling niggas fuck boys, but as soon as we cheat, well, you wasn't fulfilling my needs. Like, I really had to stop and think about that. Like,
damn. Yeah, but that ain't
our business, though. That ain't our business. Yeah, yeah, we don't mind our business on that. Yeah, I mean, we don't
But yeah, so yeah, y'all tune into that. And also shout out to God, because without him I don't have a personal relationship with myself. So we about to segue True. Into the last segment. Bino, are you ready to get your mind stimulated?
I'm ready.
Alright. So
stimulate your mind.
Crazy.
I'm stimulating right now, so go ahead.
I'm going to smoke after this. So the question this week is, what can make someone hate the opposite sex? Does it stem from a heartbreak or from our childhood?
Ooh, damn. Shit.
Go ahead, Ben.
Both of y'all said it.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah. I told y'all I was going to get you, Bino. Bino's like, I got this, sis. I got the questions. I don't want to be scripted. I told y'all I was gonna give you one. I was going to throw you on your ass.
Oh, man.
Now, think about the females that be saying niggas ain't shit. Like, really think about that when you. I'm telling y'all, Bino be dropping some gems. He about to really educate us. So, you go first.
Yeah,
you
but
gotta,
right now, you see what happens when I be having to answer these fucking questions. She be going to the gods above for these damn questions, boy.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's actually true. And I mean, you said for the females that say niggas ain't shit.
Well, like, okay, just think about it. Like, why do men hate women, or why do females hate men? Like, does it come from a heartbreak, or does this come from, like, when we was a kid? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it could be both, honestly.
Okay.
Like me, all right, I'm going to say I can never hate a woman. Like, on some real shit,
right.
It's a woman. Like, I love women so much. Like,
right.
But it's like, I'm going to say my dislikes about certain things. I'm going to say certain dislikes I had, like to the shit that I can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it like this because I was raised. So you got to understand, like you said, sis, how you was raised and shit. My mom was independent.
Mm-hmm.
She was strong.
Right.
Like, she worked. She ain't let shit get to her. Like, my mom was a motherfucking cannon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's like certain shit. Like, I seen my mom struggle. I seen my mom work to take care of two kids by herself with the help of like my grandma and shit, but paying her bills, phone bill, all that shit, and she ain't have to touch a fucking pole. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
She ain't, like, it's different. Like, I don't. It's what you accustomed to. It's what you used to. Like, if you see your mom talking to multiple niggas in and out, you mean, apparently, you going, all right, it's like this. Nowadays, females, like, they go for niggas with the paper. It's an image. As you said, it's an image. That's why so many broken homes. Because it's like, you follow me on the gram, all right, I dress nice, I got a will. You can see I can get to a dollar. You may ride around
Word.
With me and all that shit. You see, I got kids. But you never seen me take care of these fucking kids. We ain't never talk about my kids.
Right.
We ain't never like, I ain't never get around you and tell you no funny ass story about my kids. That right there should tell you he's not a good father. Like, it's like certain shit. you fall in love with the image, you get blinded. Like, you go after a nigga for money because he could get you anything you want. But you got to understand, baby, when you had that baby, that's your baby. Like,
yeah.
Right.
But I don't like, but with all that shit being said, I don't like when females are just ungrateful. Like, no ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Just no,
mm-hmm.
no drive to do shit. Like, feel as though shit got to be given to them. No, like, don't get me wrong. If you my girl, I'm going to always make sure you straight, no matter what, financially, sexually, anything. You're going to be cool. But at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, you don't, ain't nothing in this world given to nobody. Like,
mm-hmm.
nobody. We need to work together
right.
to build a sturdy
yeah.
ass empire. Not one person doing all the work and the other person just laying the fuck on their back waiting to get fucked. Like,
right.
That's nutty. Because if you got only, if you bring your only pussy to this relationship, bro, I don't need you. Like,
mm-hmm.
that shit everywhere. Y'all all path away us anyway. What am I just tripping
mm-hmm.
over you for? Like,
yeah.
And it's the same thing with females and men. Like, if a nigga on that tape time with you and you know he on that tape time, why don't you leave? It's because you want that. Like,
So, like, in a nutshell, you're saying that females, we... I'm not saying in general, but like a female can hate a man because she had high expectations off of falling in love with his image and not really getting to know him.
Exactly. I mean,
I like that perspective.
Day,
if
that female genuinely love you and you genuinely love that female,
mm-hmm.
she's going to try to build you, period. She's going to try to scoop you and mold you, especially if she see you as a street nigga before her. Like,
yeah.
like, it's, all right, I'm going to get personal a little bit. My daughter, mom, my youngest
mm-hmm.
daughter, she made me see I was more than just a nigga, you know what I mean, in the street on some, like, a gorilla. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not together no more. We're not together no more, but I still love her. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, she gave me my baby girl. But she
mm-hmm.
really made me look at myself on a tight. See, she made me think. And that's what made me dislike my baby mom. Like, because before her, I wouldn't think about shit. I'll just do it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a situation that transpired where I actually had to think, like, damn, how would she feel if I did this?
Right.
How would she feel if I went down? How would she feel if I died? How would she feel if this happened? And that made me dislike her. Why? Because I realized I was changing. Change is scary.
Yeah.
Especially when you're used to doing something your way for so long. Like,
yeah.
And change,
that
a lot of times, thinking,
mm-hmm.
thinking can get you killed, can save your life, can hurt you, and it can help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that just gave me a reality
yeah.
check on something that I've been thinking about. DC, I'm going to let you go next, then I'll do mine.
I mean, I'm in agreement with Bill. I feel like that
mm-hmm.
can go, you know, either way. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, for me, for example, like, I think the only thing that made me dislike the opposite sex, because I'm going to steer away from the word hate, because I don't hate women. I love women as
mm-hmm.
well. I think the only thing that basically made me dislike them was a sense of disloyalty. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's the investment that you put into a woman, and they don't do nothing but just slap you in the face with it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm not speaking on all women. That's just them, you know, the women that I've experienced. You know what I'm saying? There's women out there that, you know, that are capable of being the total opposite of what I've experienced. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just
yeah.
only speaking on what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
and you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, you know what I'm saying, like, my situation, it only happened, you know, through relationships. Like, you know, I grew up
gotcha.
With a mom that was careful, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, was independent as well, you know what I'm saying? And it molded me to be a man to want to do the exact same thing. Not necessarily look for that in a woman, but to actually be that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? That was very careful. That was very loving. You know what I'm saying? Very independent. But,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? the only part that I lacked, the only part that fucked me up on the independent part was that I lacked in that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when it came to a woman, I depended on her to depend on me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, real shit. Real shit. I've been so victim of that too. And that shit give you like a sense of seniority. And once she like, you like, damn, like, what type of time? It make you look at her like, damn, what you talking to somebody else now? What you don't need me? That shit not real.
That shit real, bro.
Real. I've been through that shit, bro. But I want to, before you get to that shit, I want to piggyback what you just said, bro, because that's real. But you know what that is? Like, what they smacking you in the face and all that shit, bro. We do that shit too, but we do it in a different way. Like, we ain't going to go and just say, oh, you just like, no, we're going to be like, oh, all right. We peep shit, don't say nothing, and pretend to do our little sneaky shit until everything get caught up, then we throw it in their face. Like, so that's what the fuck I do.
I mean, honestly, it's that, and the simple fact that we get deprived from expressing our emotions. Sometimes a nigga be wanting to say something, but it's like, you know, once you give a woman the leverage of saying like, oh, you a mama's boy, or you ain't shit, or you soft, or you a little bitch, that fucks with a nigga's mind.
That's that vulnerability we don't like showing.
That's the advantage that a woman has over a man sometimes, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the double standard. But then that shit.
Well, that's why we
got to
bring y'all on the show.
But then you got to understand, we all had our fucked up situations in the past. So it's like we always bring baggage from our last relationship into our new shit. It just get fucked up because we forget all the thorough and fun shit. We got attracted to this person that they ain't nothing like this other person. And then when you realize, like, you have one argument, bro, and some shit didn't go the way they expected or the way you expected, now you're thinking, like, damn, this is just like her. Or this nigga just like him. Like, it's just, and from there, y'all both got that side eye on each other, like, all right, she did that. I know she out there drawing on some weird shit. Like,
oh, God.
That's that. I'm telling you, bro. That's when the trust really get fucked up after that, bro.
Well, it's a sense of entitlement, too. But go ahead, Natasha. I know me and Bino can talk about this shit all day.
That's why we're going to bring y'all on Battle of the Sexes so we can have these talks. But I respect it. So I'm going to answer it from my point of view. I never hated men growing up, but I've said before that since I never got advice from men on how a man's supposed to treat a woman, I got it from females.
Men ain't shit.
I got it from females, and they taught me to basically be prepared to fix a man's bullshit because he's not going to come through for you. But they were going off of relationships that they, you know, were in. And then I had men in my family that wasn't shit. Like, my uncle used to pay me like $5 to $10. Like, I was 7. $5 to $10 went a long way back then. Used to pay me like, yo, if my girl called, I'm not here. But he'd be in the back with another girl. And it's like, yo, like, what do I do? But as I got older, I started to date guys who really let me down, and it confirmed. See, this is what my mom and I was talking about. This is what my cousins was talking about. Niggas ain't shit.
Right.
But then I had to realize, like, it's the men that I'm dating. And I feel like it really started back from when I didn't have my dad growing up. I'm over here trying to fill a void that this man can't fill. So that's why I asked that question, because I really do be thinking about that. Like, dog, does it really stem from a heartbreak, or does this shit stem from our past? Because let's just be honest, relationships that we done been in and, you know, things that happened in our past, or like Bino, you said you couldn't express yourself to your father. You get what I'm saying? And you could grow up to be resilient. It's like we start taking out what happened to us in our past. We start taking it out on the person in front of us. And they like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? This shit just went left field. I've been in that situation before. Like, I still be trying to check myself, you know what I'm saying, in my current relationship, because this relationship is showing me how toxic I am and that I have to unlearn a lot of shit because I've had females in my family, they don't talk to males, they talk at them. And I started doing that, and that's not cool. That's not cool. So it's like, it's hard to break a habit that you've been doing for the last 20-something years, but I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm really trying. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on it.
That's real shit, though. I think more females need to try.
I mean, I think both. I think all of us need to just try. Like, really just talk to each other. Like be honest from the get-go of what you want so that I won't feel disappointed. But I'm not going to lie, you do have some situations where the – I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, you do have some situations where, like, the female will tell you what she want or the male will tell you what he want, but we try to change their mind. We like, oh, you don't want me now, but let me change your mind. Let me show you that I'm there for you because we are, like, my focus is on you, and I know you're going to give me the happiness that I want. We don't just take it for what it is and just keep moving. What was you going to say, though?
No, like, people always put their motherfuckers got a tendency to put their expectations of you on you. Like, bro, like, I'm me. I can't be nobody else but me. Like,
exactly.
I can't be nobody else but me. I love you enough to try to mold and do the shit that you like. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I ain't never going to be nobody yes man. I ain't going to be no boy. You mean, like, I love you to death. I'll do anything to see you hey, but at the end of the day, I'm a man first. And I'm not saying that the words, though. I'll talk to multiple females. No. And that's not the case. But at the end of the day, it's just, you got to make sure it's a pride thing. You got to make sure you remind your man that he a man. Like, you can't just have, like, and it sounds immature, but that's real shit. Just like you got to remind your woman she a woman, bro. Like, you ain't got to fucking, like, bro, it's too many, I don't need a nigga for shit. And it's like, bro, and that's cool to be independent. That's cool. But just because you can raise a baby on your own don't mean you fucking got to. Like,
true.
Just because you can do this shit on your own don't mean you got to. Like,
yeah,
I remember I was talking to this one girl, and I took her out to eat and shit. She was, oh, I pay for my own shit. Whoa, what the fuck, bro? Like,
okay, Tiger. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. Like,
shit.
If that's what you want to do, like, all
right. Right.
Yeah.
Then they get into it. Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, like, because I don't want you to think I need something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I see what type of relationship she been in before. I don't even talk to this girl.
Right.
I don't even need to do this shit.
I think, and before we end, I'm going to just say this. I ain't trying to be debatable. I think it just comes from when you expect something from a date, oh, he wants some ass or something like that. And you shouldn't judge, but that's where I used to be. I used to always be like, okay, so are we going half? Because I was always taught, sometimes a man ain't going to have it. You know, I never went to a male.
Oh, no, you should always have your backup plan. You should always bring your own bread. Always. At the end of the day, that's a man telling you that shit. Always take your own money because you never know what type of creep shit that nigga could be on. But at the end of the day, like, yo, like, I offer too. Like, you're not the only female out this joint, you know what I'm saying, what they got, what you got, in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm spending my bread. I wanted to talk to you. Like, there's females that I could have went to see and I didn't have to pay for them. It's clearly my interest. Like,
yeah. That part. Yep. So, well, that concludes our episode. Thanks, Dino, for coming on. We definitely going to have you come on again. Can't wait to have you on Queens with Vibes and Visions. But we out. Peace and love.
Peace and love. I appreciate y'all.
For sure.
All right.